Justice, we are going to get ready for your hearing, and the Honorable Mr. Rudy Cabranes will be conducting your hearing, sir. So just hold on to the phone, sir. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because we've been having some technical problems with the phone. That's what we want to ask, sir. Thank you, sir. Mr. Labors, can you hear me clearly?
Excuse me, sir.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Can you state your name and AEC number for the record?
Manuel N. Labors, apostrophe ADC, MC 40,098, DC.
Thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a 31412A hearing to consider regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. You cannot see us as we do not have the video conference working, but in the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. I would like to begin this hearing with the following summary. Mr. Manuel Levas, ADC number 040958, is 64 years old. On April 2nd, 1980, Mr. Levas pled guilty and was sentenced to life imprisonment for murder in the first degree to forego possibility of the death penalty. He was also sentenced to a 10 1/2 year prison term for armed robbery, which has since expired. These crimes occurred on or about November 7, 1979. He was approximately 25 years old at the time of the instant offense. Mr. Levis, does this sound correct so far?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. He's been eligible for regular parole since November 5th, 2004. It should be noted that he has previous convictions for burglary in the first degree, which resulted in a period of probation and carrying a concealed weapon. He also served in the U.S. Army and was discharged under less than honorable conditions. It would seem that in 1976, there was an honor roll for being absent without leave. I will now read a summary of the offense in question. On November 7, 1979, Mr. Levis murdered Donna Cuevas. Mr. Levis pulled the victim from her vehicle and laid her on the ground by the side of the road. Mr. Levis then hit the victim in the head multiple times with a large rock. Finally, Mr. Levis dragged the victim's naked body to a wash near the road where he dumped her body. The victim died as a result of the severe injuries to her head. The victim's personal belongings and clothing with the victim's blood were found in Mr. Levis' residence. Mr. Levis was arrested, charged, and given the opportunity to plead guilty in exchange for the state dropping the death penalty allegation. According to Mr. Levis' institutional progress report, he has received low programming in the Arizona Department of Corrections. He has a release plan which includes living with his mother, pursuing VA benefits, and managing his health conditions as he suffered a stroke and is wheelchair bound. Again, Mr. Levis, is that correct? Mr. Levis?
Yes, sir.
Did you suffer a stroke?
Yes, sir.
And are you bound to a wheelchair?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I was clear on that. Mr. Levis?
Thank you, Association. Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Levis? Did you say something?
Excuse me?
Did you say something?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Levis has a limited history of discipline in the Department of Corrections from 1987 through 2009. With his last major on March 30th, 2004, belonging to an officer. This is his 25th hearing before the board, if my count is correct. We have no letters of support for his parole packet. According to the Department of Corrections, he is currently under medical care. We do have a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office dated December 21st, 2018, opposing parole based on the cruel and heinous nature of his offense. Mr. Levis, this is another opportunity for the board to get to know you. Can you tell us about the crimes that resulted in your incarceration and why you should be considered for supervised release? Thank you, Mr. Levis.
No contest.
Oh, okay. You plead no contest to this bill?
No, the crime.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And again, this is another opportunity for us to get to know you. So, can you tell us about the offense that led to your imprisonment?
Under the advice of the director of the Tennessee Board of Lawyer that helped me file a lawsuit against playing no contest, he advised me not to talk to you, talk about it.
Okay. So, without asking you questions about your case, am I correct that you have some sort of legal action in the courts regarding this case?
Legal cases? No, I don't have no legal case. He told me not to play no contest. I played no contest.
Okay, you pled no contest, so you're saying you're not going to discuss the crime with us?
Yeah, I told him to plead no contest.
Okay. I have a few questions. One is, it seems that you have not had very much programming in the Department of Corrections. Now, we see a lot of different individuals in this board.
I took a lot of college courses and they put them in the classification department. I took Dean's test.
Okay, I appreciate that you providing us with that information, but let me tell you what we have in Ames, and then you can tell us about what you've accomplished since you've been inside the Department of Corrections. It looks like that you took substance abuse education and thinking for a change, or thinking for, is it thinking for a change? Those seem to be the only two classes that we have. So you said you took some college courses. Which college courses did you take?
I took the tests that the deans gave to me. You don't. When you take go to college courses, you take a dean's test. You don't tell them what you want. They tell you what you want. They want you to take a test too. Then they put it in the classification office and a duplicate.
Okay, I gotta tell you, Mr. Levis, with respect, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Are you saying you've taken some college level courses?
Well, I took college courses while I've been in incarceration.
And what are the subjects, sir?
Excuse me?
What subjects?
They were picked random by the director. I mean the dean of the university.
You know, Mr. Lovis, I'm not asking you about your crime. I'm asking you about what classes you took, and you're not telling me. What classes did you take?
Well, I took literature, I took English and other parts, correct? Well, it was eligible for me to take them.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. In your release plan, you made reference, and it's written in your release plan that you plan on residing with your mother in Phoenix.
Excuse me?
It says in your release plan, you plan on living with your mother in Phoenix, is that correct?
No, Loopy.
Okay, is your mother alive?
If you let me go, I'll be living with my mother at 936 East Jones. Or go to Texas to 936 East Jones. I'd probably there.
Have you applied or been accepted to any halfway houses here in Phoenix, sir?
No, sir. I have a, I have a, house in 936 East Jones. I also have a house in 936 East Jones, Texas.
Thank you, sir. You also have a note here that you plan on seeking medical care through the Veterans Administration. Have you been able to have any correspondence or letters or anything with the Veterans Administration?
That will be done by my lawyers. Okay. I also got the Supreme Court police item off of the magistrate and the director of the clinic.
Which Supreme Court, sir? Do you mean here in the state of Arizona or the United States Supreme Court?
United States.
Thank you. In your release plans, there's a note that you do not have any financial concerns, as you will have access to funds needed to live off of. So you have a lot of money saved, sir?
I financed in the treasury notes.
Okay. You stated that you have no need for counseling. I did note that you haven't taken any sexual offender treatment programs?
Yes, I took a lot of classes back in the beginning of my prison sentence.
Okay. And so you took the sexual offender training program?
Yeah, I took that back in 75, and you only allowed to take it one time. I did it in the central unit.
Okay. And what year did you say, sir?
We took that test in 75.
75. The reason why I ask is, if I'm not mistaken, your sentence actually began in 1979.
Yes.
So did you have a prior prison sentence?
No, that was out doing IRS. The government.
Okay.
I got all the courses done.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Levis, again, in your release plan, there is a note about you possibly living with your mother.
Yes, sir.
There a reason why she hasn't sent a letter or why she's not attending today?
No.
Okay. I do want to commend you. I mentioned that you had a limited history of discipline in the Department of Corrections. Your last major was in March of 2004 for lying to an officer. So can you tell me what that was about? I recognize it's been a long time.
2004? Lying to who?
To an officer or an official?
Oh, no, that was thrown away because that was Officer Susie Martinez, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That was dropped because she, all her kids were dropped because she was failed to appeal to her vacation time. It was dropped. It was a misdemeanor. I've been a phase three since 2011.
Thank you. Mr. Levis, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
Excuse me?
I was asking my fellow board members, there's five board members, if they had any questions for you. They don't have any questions for you. So, Mr. Levis, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing.
Yes, sir.
Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us. But this is your hearing.
No,
sir. Is there anything else that you feel that is important for us to know or understand?
I thought my arm all over took care of that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, please stay on the phone. We'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Stay on the phone. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, we've had a chance to speak with Mr. Levis at least a little bit. We've heard a summary of the case. I recognize that this case dates back to 1979. And Mr. Levis has been inside the Department of Corrections for almost 40 years. As I stated, we had a previous for armed robbery, which expired, I think, sometime back. At issue, for me as one voting board member, is he's had so little programming. He stated that he's had sexual offender treatment. I have no record of that in Ames, so again, I'm certainly not being argumentative with Mr. Levis. All I'm saying is that we don't have that document in Ames, and very little in other forms of programming. There's a fair amount of information in his release plan, but it is not very specific. He made references to two different states with the same address, which is a little confusing. And I really don't find this plan very detailed, nor do we have a firm address to even consider. I do want to give him full credit for having been in the way of discipline. And I also recognize that he's under medical care right now. I think that's also noted in the Department of Corrections. But when I look at the totality of this case and where Mr. Levis is at in his rehabilitation process, I am not finding him suitable for supervised release, but that's where I begin the discussion. No further discussion, I'm going to go and make a motion for the board members, and that is regarding Mr. Manuel Levis, ADC number 040958. My motion is to deny regular parole absolute discharge of arrest, and based on the year of defense, we have no mechanism for a 1-year set-off, and that is my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Again, we have no mechanism for a 1-year set-off. Release type denied is 412A, 411, and AJ. That is to say, again, regular parole, absolute discharge of home arrest. The reasons for denial are as follows: serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, victim harassment, prior criminal history, lack of programming, poor release plan, and no family or community support. And would any of my colleagues wish to add anything to that list? Okay, Mr. Levis, the board has voted and made its decision. It was unanimous to deny regular parole absolute discharge or home arrest. Based on the year of the offense, we have no means of setting this off any longer than 6 months. So you'll be recertified to appear before this board in about 6 months' time. We encourage you to pursue any programming that's available inside the Department of Corrections, and we certainly wish you well with your health issues. Did you hear anything that I said?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Then I will bring this hearing to a close, and thank you for appearing before this board today, Mr. Levis.
Do you back to the staff room? Okay.
If you could give the phone back to your CO3, thank you, sir.